as car insurance.
Okay, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, and folks everywhere who are interested in their health and the health and well-being of those around them. And listening to this program gives you sort of a tune-in and a tune-up to what concerns other people have. And so that's why Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, and that's why he and I'm Doug Steffen, urge you to think about what it is that is bothering you health-wise and share it. Because in the truest sense of all of us being here to help, you can help yourself and many other people. You may say, what's bothering me isn't bothering. Can't possibly. It's so unique. It can't possibly be bothering anybody else. Not true. There are a lot of people who listen to this program over the course of the weekend. We have more radio stations carrying this program than any other health program that's on the air on the weekend. So you know you're going to touch a lot of people. Help yourself and them by calling us at 888-553-7536. Easy to remember, 888-55-DRKEN. Ken Kronhaus is here on the air. He is the fellow that runs Lake Cardiology down in Florida. People come from all around the country and all around the world. People talk to him on his blog at drkenshow.com. You can click on the upper right-hand corner of that blog and exchange thoughts and ideas. Help yourself to the information. The world is an oyster, as they say, and it's a wonderful thing to be able to have through this electronic medium. It gets to so many radio stations and gets to so many people around the world at DougSteffen.com. You can download, and it's just everything is available for you to take advantage of, so do it. 888-553-7536. Ken, we've been talking a lot about the healthful benefits of probiotics. Our friends who have for a long time thought that we should talk about Sustanex, also think we ought to talk about Digestive Advantage products because they have such a preventative presence. I love, you know, me and alliteration. A preventative probiotic presence. How do you like that?
Whoa.
Dr. Ken here to tell you more about Digestive Advantage products that help to bring you this program every weekend.
I really like Digestive Advantage, Doug. These probiotics, these healthy bacteria, they work in your bowel to help you absorb the building blocks for the immune system so that you can fight those germs, those viruses, the bugs that are out there much better. I recommend probiotics to everybody. So we were recommending Sustanex, but Sustanex also puts into their product ingredients that help also not only the immune system, but the digestive system. So they now call Sustanex Plus these enzymes Digestive Advantage. And it's especially effective for those nuisance, those difficult to treat digestive symptoms that the doctor that you go to just can't help you with. And this product just works so well with so many of my patients. They have special formulas for constipation, gas defense, lactose defense, intensive bowel support, especially if you have irritable bowel. This is nice and effective. And the really advantage of the lactose defense formula is you don't have to worry about when you're going to be eating that product that has the material that you're not supposed to be eating, because you can take it once a day and forget about it and then go enjoy that ice cream.
Digestive Advantage is the only brand of digestive aid that helps you to avoid a wide range of these gastrointestinal symptoms before they start. Other digestive aid brands intended for use after you get the symptom. And so why you don't want to have the problem. You want to avoid the problem. A lot of data here backing this up. That's why Ken likes it, because he's an evidence-based guy. He likes the data, right? You don't.
I am.
So much stuff here that is put together to help you understand Digestive Advantage. It's much more affordable than other probiotic products as well. 30-day supply costs less than $10, and the other competitive products, $20, $30 a month. You'll find it Digestive Advantage is found at drugstores everywhere, supercenters everywhere, CVS, Walgreens, Target. Name it, try it, like it. Digestive Advantage products. Well, a lot of news this week, Ken. The story of the mom here in Massachusetts. I'm back on the farm, and you can tell that by listening to my allergies. They kick in. As soon as I got out of the truck when I got home the other night, I got dizzy and started sneezing. I told you that. And that's pretty much got a foomph in the face. So, anyway, the bottom line here, this mother withheld cancer medicine and got 8 to 10 in prison. So I guess the question here is, whether or not it's murder, if you are a parent, withhold treatments like this from your child.
Exactly, Doug. And I would be curious to our many great listeners what you think about this story, because this is really a tough one. I'd be curious to hear your thoughts. Here's the facts of the case, as they say. A woman who withheld potentially life-saving medications from her autistic, cancer-stricken son. She was sentenced this past Friday to 8 to 10 years in prison, yes, by a judge who said her actions, quote, really do chill one's soul. Christian LaBrie was convicted of attempted murder this past Tuesday for withholding at least 5 months of at-home chemotherapy treatments for her son, Jeremy Fraser. The boy died at age 9 in 2009. Jeremy Fraser, a little bit background on him, was severely autistic, nonverbal, and developmentally delayed. He was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma shortly after he turned 7 in 2006. The one important key fact of this case is that the doctor's pediatric cancer specialist told the parents that there was about an 85% to 90% chance that with an intensive 2-year treatment plan that included doses, Doug, of chemotherapy to be given during hospital stays and clinic visits, as well as at-home medications, that LaBrie, the mother, was supposed to administer, that the child could actually survive, and the mother didn't take heed of this advice, and the child died. And the mother seems to really be sorry that she did this, very remorseful, but still the judge gave her this past Friday 8 to 10 years.
8 to 10 in the slammer. Is that appropriate? 800-510-8255, something to think about. A lot of things in the news this week to think about. We'll also have during the course of the program a lot of medical news that you can use. This is the first weekend of really active in the Northeast, anyway, really active outdoor activity. The Boston Marathon is run on Monday. And I would ask you as an aside, Ken, these people, there are more and more people who are older who are getting involved in these marathons.
I've noticed that.
You just see a 62-year-old woman who's never run a marathon before is going to be out. Are there dangers? Is this good? Should we encourage? We encourage all kinds of physical activity.
Well, we definitely want to get yourself checked if you're going to be starting an exercise program. If you read my e-newsletter, you see it often. I tell you, and I mean it, if you're going to start an exercise program, you need to be checked out by the doctor. You don't want to run a motor into high gear without being first checked out, especially as you get older.
All right, so that reminds me, the newsletter this week, what is our focus? You go, by the way, to either drkenshow.com or drstephan.com. We have, with Dr. Ken's picture on the co-host box, the ability to just click on that. You go to where the newsletter is. You can put your address in there. Why wouldn't you want to take advantage, get the information? It's there. It's free. So what do they find if they sign up this week, Ken?
And I suggest that you try it. The feedback I get from the listeners, they love this thing. It's free. You get it Friday.
It's free.
And just to give you an example of the realm of topics that we pick, because it's all based on what's published in the medical journals in the last 1 to 2 months. You're not going to get this information in an easy-to-understand form anywhere else. And you can sign up at our websites. But what I talked about this week, and I did take a chance, and I hope you enjoy the delicacy which I brought this to you in, but the latest news related to sexual health and relationships, It's done in a very tasteful manner. It's all evidence-based in what's in the medical journals this week.
Hoochie-coochie-coochie-coo. We're very immature about sexual stuff in this country. If you were doing this program in England, you wouldn't have to sort of tentatively apologize by saying you did it tastefully. We know that anyway, but it's just we're very, very, very backward in our attitudes toward sexual
Speak
items.
For yourself.
Well, I'm speaking for what I think is the attitude of the country, but thank you for suggesting that. 800-5-UPS, we'll try the Dr. Ken number, 888-553-7536. Keith is in Rome, New York. He becomes our first star of the day. Keith, you're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Hi Keith. How are you?
I'm fine. My dad's foot, he's 83 years old. He's a roofer. And
he's a roofer? He's still working at 83?
Yes,
God bless him.
Yes, he does.
What a great example. Is he working because he wants to or because he has to?
Because he wants to, because he likes to keep busy.
God bless him.
He started getting a round red splotch on the bottom of his foot. And recently it's become, like, crusted over. So his doctor sent him to a practitioner, and they bore a hole in that area to check to see if it's a cancer or if it's a skin disease. And I was wondering what kind of cancer would be on the foot.
Well, you know, the foot is covered with skin, and you certainly could have skin cancer on the foot.
Wow, how are you going to get skin? The skin cancer was caused by being exposed to the sun.
It can be, but it's not exclusive.
Really?
And, you know, certainly here in Florida, people show their feet too often at the beach. And that certainly is an area that can be exposed.
Could there possibly be maybe he might have, like, eczema or...
Oh, Keith, the answer to your question is why they did the biopsy.
So, right,
and I hear your urgency. Whenever we do tests with all my patients, everybody wants the answer yesterday. But the reason why no one could answer your question is why you needed to do a biopsy. A good doctor never does a procedure unless if they know the answer ahead of time, and they do a procedure to answer a question that they can't answer any other way. And that's why the biopsy was done, to see if this was... It's to see if this was a skin illness, a cancer, an infection, and it can be any one of those possibilities. And, you know, that's where it's at. I hope that as a roofer he didn't work with asbestos. I mean, that's one of the things that we always get concerned about, an elderly gentleman as a roofer been exposed to any asbestos.
Okay. He has taken the asbestos course when they do the roof. Some roofs have that in them.
Exactly.
So we don't know. Basically, I'm just worried because I take care of him since my mom died. So everything that happens to him, I is a lot of weight on me because, like, I'm saying, well, then I have to figure out if it is that.
Keith,
I mean, what are we going to do?
Keith, you're a good son. You're doing everything you should. With his exposures, you know, you can be exposed to coal tars and fumes, and roofers are exposed to chemicals, and you're doing a good thing. So he's maybe at a little higher risk of having some cancer. The way to figure this out is what you're doing. Let's just, when did they say they would give you the results?
2 weeks.
Yeah. Call us back when you get the results. We'd be interested to know, and maybe Ken can help you a little bit
more
with understanding that stuff. Good luck to you and to your dad. What a good that's a great way to get started with your calls at 888-553-7536. Coming up, the story from Tufts Medical Center, where nurses have voted to authorize a strike if management doesn't improve dangerous patient care conditions. What's going on in the hospitals in our country? 21 after on the Good Day Weekend program.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Thank you.
Now 23 after the hour, 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here every weekend at this time at your service, on your side, taking calls, reading email that's sent to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougstefan.com. We'll touch on all that, plus the medical news of the week, info you need to hear. First, let's hear from Anthony in Utica, New York, though. Anthony, you're on with Dr. Ken. What's your question, sir?
Hi, doctor. I've been taking Lipitor for years. In the last 2 or 3 months, I've been having severe muscular pain, and no arthritis shows up in any x-rays or anything. I was wondering if there's any other alternative, as I am a heart patient, to take something that don't contain statin.
Anthony, I think I can help you here. The statin drugs are so effective at lowering cholesterol because they decrease the ability of the liver to make cholesterol, because for most of us, three-quarters of the blood that we draw the cholesterol level in is made in the body. You can eat a rabbit's diet and still have a high cholesterol because your liver's making most of what you measure. And therefore, to get the cholesterol down, you need to take a medication that can decrease the ability of the liver to make cholesterol. The statins also have the advantage of not only doing that, but they also lower the inflammation, the plaque in the circulation that causes heart attacks and strokes is due to a combination of excess fat and plaque. So that's the beauty of the statins. They diminish both the fat, the bad fat that accumulates on the inner surface of the pipes, and also they decrease the inflammation. Statins also are weak blood thinners, and so they do a lot of things besides drop the cholesterol. But about 5% of people who take a statin will get stiff muscles, muscle aches, because one of the unintended consequences of the statin drugs, Anthony, is they also decrease the ability of the liver to make CoQ10, coenzyme Q10. This is an enzyme like a vitamin, but it's an enzyme that helps the muscles transform food into energy. So if you are low in CoQ10, your muscles start getting stiff. For 9 out of 10 people who take a statin drug and have muscle stiffness, if you take CoQ10 100 milligrams a day, it does relieve it. Anthony, have you tried CoQ10?
Wait a minute, we got
how do you spell that, doctor?
It's CO, C-O, and a Q, and 10. It's letters together. It's not really a word. C-O, Q, and 10. Go to any health food store
will have it. There are tons of different brands, different types, and it's there isn't any way you can have a negative side effect for taking it, Ken,
Your body makes it.
Yeah. You need more of it. That's why he's suggesting it. You need more of that. CoQ10.
That should do it, Anthony.
All right, sir. Good for you, and keep yourself aware of what's going on, abreast and aware. The reason I say that, Ken, is because so many times we hear from people who don't really know what's going on in their body. This guy's tuned in to what's going on in his body. Here's an email that was sent looking for advice. Love your newsletters and radio show. Need some advice. It's about my grandson. He was in great shape, worked out like a fanatic, and then he got some kind of a bug. 6 weeks have passed. He's just not the same. He's depressed, losing appetite, experiencing anxiety. Do you think he has a chemical imbalance? We're at a loss in trying to help him. We're not experts. We can't figure out what happened. Do you have some suggestions?
Well, this is pretty vague. I'd love to talk to the person who emailed. It certainly sounds like it possibly could be a viral illness, but this is a situation where you're having vague symptoms. You need a good general doctor, like an internist or a family doctor, to do a good history, sit down, talk to the patient, and do a head-to-toe physical and try to figure this out. But those are pretty vague symptoms. There are so many causes of it, but it sounds to me like this was, in this age, was probably some sort of viral illness.
All right, so there's that advice. Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, Doug at dougstefan.com, 888-553-7536. Tufts Medical Center here in Massachusetts. Nurses upset because they say the hospital is a dump, dangerous. And we hear these stories all the time, not bold action like this. Is this a way for the nurses to negotiate because they're trying to get a raise, or do you think they're serious, Ken?
Well, they're not trying to get a raise. I think they're looking out for the patients.
Getting a raise out of the news media, that's for sure.
Yes, and this is why all of us need to be very vigilant when we hear these new policies coming down the pike from Washington, because as they're cutting expenses and cutting the amount of money that they throw into the health care pot, the dirty little secret is that good, high-quality, high-touch, caring care is expensive. If you want good service, you have to pay for it. And this is an example of how the nurses are just very upset because they're being asked to take care of many, many more patients on a shift. And also they're being asked to work longer shifts. More than 70% of the registered nurses of Tufts Medical Center, which we usually think of as a good place, they cast a decisive vote this week to authorize their union leadership to call a one-day strike if the Tufts management continues to refuse to agree to desperately needed improvements in patient care conditions at the at this major Boston teaching hospital. What they're complaining about, Doug, is that the nurses are being asked to see up to seven patients a shift. There's been a study that as you ask nurses to take care of more than four patients, that the number of mistakes that are made just increase with each extra patient they need to take care of.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, coming up, what's the real story with Catherine Zeta-Jones? And your call is at 888-55-DRKEN.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available. With a 25-year shelf life, a full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
One 888-55-DRKN. Dr. Ken and Doug, waiting for your calls. I'd love to help you out with any health care issues you have. I've been in medicine probably almost 30 years, trained medical scientist, trained internist, trained cardiologist. Went to medical school at the University of Pennsylvania. I was a medical intern and resident at Duke University. I also spent some training in San Francisco at the University of California in cardiology. I've been in practice in the same town right outside of Orlando for almost 25 years practicing cardiology. I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association. There's almost nothing in medicine I haven't seen at least one time. I'd help you with yourself, your spouse, your kids, your parents. Anything you'd like to ask a doctor? No bill. I won't embarrass you. I'll even use language you can understand, and you won't leave confused. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. We pay for the call. 1-888-55-DRKEN. One more time. 1-888-553-7536.
All right. So this week, excuse me, the situation with Catherine Zeta-Jones being treated for bipolar disorder, one wonders sometimes whether or not we aren't too concerned about some of these quote-unquote disorders. The other side is that there are a lot of people that do have things that are mentally based on, and I remember, excuse me, the old expression in my father's era was, if you weren't quite right, then you were mental. And of course, that's not politically correct, nor is it. I mean, it's kind of crude, actually, because there are all kinds of things that bother people. And so maybe we need to have an understanding of bipolar disorder, what it is, and whether this is a big thing that she admitted that she was bipolar, and if that is the case, why would she do it, Ken?
Well, this is very important because when you have a famous actress like this admitting to everybody about a mental illness, it just makes so many other people who are suffering with this feel like they can talk about it, that it can happen to such a famous
What is it, and why would it be considered a mental disorder?
Well, And, well, let's talk a little bit about actress Catherine Zeta-Jones. She was been treated for bipolar disorder. Zeta-Jones, she's 41. She was admitted to a mental health facility after helping her husband, actor Michael Douglas, recover from throat cancer. And that's a very important factor with bipolar disorder. It was formerly known when I was in medical school in the 70s and 80s. We called it manic depression. It is a severe mental health
problem. It's depression,
is it not? Well, it's both. Yeah. Here's what it is. It involves extreme mood swings, Doug, that alternate between highs and lows. So sometimes you're severely depressed. The depression of bipolar is not just a reactive thing where you're sad. It's very severe, sometimes even suicidal, but you feel blue, hopeless, helpless. You can either not be eating or eating too much. You just don't want to get out of bed. But then at times you think you can conquer the world. You become manic. Stressful situations such as bereavement, divorce, or money worries can trigger bipolar. And as long as Catherine Zeta-Jones gets the right treatment, which is a mixture of medication and talk therapy, both are very important in bipolar, she should certainly be back in films in the near future, Doug.
All right. So this is a good story, a good lesson, if you will, in the reality of what we have to deal with today. One wonders whether it can be, whether it's started, created, comes from anything that we ingest as well. She's a big smoker, both of them. His disease came from his being a smoker and drinking. That's where that problem comes from. Oftentimes it's also sexual. But in her case, she's according to things that I've seen and read, she's very addicted to tobacco. Does that help or hinder one's understanding of the problem?
Well, it's not a clear link, but certainly that doesn't help the brain in general. The blood flow, like anywhere else in the body, is not helped by that. But that is not, you know, it'd be nice if she got off it. But usually stressful situations trigger the bipolar.
All right. 888-553-7536. Here's something pleasant. Think about Catherine Zeta-Jones, and frankly, you think about somebody who has beautiful skin. That is, and one wonders because of using tobacco, oftentimes women, when they get to be in their 40s, as she is, begin to look like they have used tobacco. Sometimes, though, these people, the Hollywood types, are able to use various things. Sometimes they have operations. Sometimes they just find a product. And, you know, I found that three or four different actresses that I have come in, not contact with necessarily personally, but reading the information that we have on this product, Night Skin, being used by people who want to hydrate their skin, who want to skip the drama. They want to get rid of the wrinkles, they want to deal with the wrinkles, maybe prevent the wrinkles, Ken, but they don't want to undergo procedures under, as they say, the knife. Dr. Arthur Perry, who's been here on this program to talk about how practical Night Skin is, he developed that. He developed Tautenol, and because he has seen people as a plastic surgeon who came to him wanting to fix it, he said, you know, you don't really need an operation. You need things, and basically the ingredients in Night Skin, the moisturizing ingredients, are what they need in order to bring themselves back around so they don't prematurely age. So what are the ingredients that do that? It's pretty simple stuff, really, isn't it?
Doug, with Night Skin, you get a facial while you sleep. It's been formulated to reduce the appearance of wrinkles, fight the look of age spots, and moisturize the skin. It'll reduce your desire for some surgical procedures and chemical skin peels. They put in these products, the products that the skin naturally has but doesn't have enough of it to help heal it and get rid of the wrinkles.
Night Skin has three different ingredients that are aimed at moisturizing, protecting, if you will, your skin, including liquid vitamin C, which is really good for you. These ingredients have been measured, again, perfected by this Dr. Perry. He's the one who developed Tautinol, you know, which is a combination. It's, I think, something that you ought to use sort of coordinated with night skin. Tautinol is a good daytime protector for your face. A lot of men are now using it as an aftershave because it seals the pores, protects you from the ravages of the sun as we get into the warmer weather. And the more time you spend outside, the more you need to protect your skin if you want to look your best. So call 800-607-7078. That's 800-607-7078. And get a special promotion. What happens with Tautinol? You buy two bottles and get one free. Use a lot more of that. So you get three, you pay for two. You also will get a, when you're ordering night skin, you get that first bottle free, plus a free vitamin E cream. You pay shipping and handling. That's the deal. So ask for both of these by name. You want the treatment, the daytime treatment, Tautinol, the nighttime treatment, night skin. Make yourself look better. You'll feel better when you look better, and you will. This stuff, they're offering so much of it free because they know once you try it, you'll like it, and you'll go back and use it and tell your friends about it. That's why we're pointing this information out to you. Get it at 800-607-7078. If you have sensitive skin, you need Tautinol in the daytime. At nighttime, night skin replenishes your skin. 800-607-7078. All right, back to our callers, Ken. Ed in New York with a question about something that actually happened to me this week. I didn't fall down drunk, but I was dizzy. What about it, Ed? What's your problem for Dr. Ken?
Hello, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Ed. Speak up just a little bit, okay?
Can you hear me now?
Great.
Okay, well, I didn't. What actually happened was I didn't fall down drunk, but I was intoxicated at the time, and I was jumped or attacked, you know, pushed down. And so I don't recall hitting my head the next morning, although I did, you know, have some scrapes and scuffs, you know. I didn't, not on my head, but on my knees and elbows, you know, from defending myself from the ground. But anyways, I didn't have any bumps or lumps on my head, but what happens now is ever since that night, when I just about get vertical laying down in my bed at night, I get vertigo.
So the room actually spins?
Yeah, it's like a televator. It goes in the vertical, it goes up and down.
Uh-huh. Ed, I'm
you
a
know,
little...
It flips up.
Uh-huh. I'm a little
like
concerned. Ed, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try and converse. I'm a little concerned, and also by the way we're talking to each other, that there may have been some traumatic brain injury here. I don't want to alarm you, but what I would definitely recommend is getting a CT scan or an MRI of the brain and do a little imaging and see what happened. It really wouldn't surprise me if you might have had some hopefully just minor traumatic brain injury, but this needs to be evaluated. Have you seen a doctor about this, or am I the first doctor you've talked to about it?
Oh, you're the first doctor.
Okay. Don't let me alarm you, but I think it would be a very good idea to talk to your doctor. Do you have a good intern or is there a family doctor or a primary care physician?
No, I don't.
Okay. Are you a vet?
Vet as well. Some people, because I'm not a veteran of foreign war.
Have you been in the military?
Yes.
Maybe you could go over to the VA and get evaluated?
I certainly will look into it.
Do me a favor, Ed, and go get evaluated. You'll feel a lot better, and I really think it would help you. I can even tell just interacting with you that you need some assistance to get back to feeling well, okay?
All right, thanks.
Nothing to mess around with. You don't want to be fooling around with this. You need to get
yourself. Take care, Ed. Thanks for calling.
888-553-7536. More of your calls coming up straight ahead here on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get extra laundry detergent for $1.49 and M&Ms for $1.97 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Just a sort of a postscript to what that gentleman who was just on talking about his brain. The brain is jelly. The brain is very fragile. The brain is, yes, has the skull around it, but it also has just a thin layer of film sort of between the skull and itself. And anything you think sometimes when you, for example, playing football, you may have heard me talk with Dr. Ken about all of this, football, playing soccer, even cheerleading, hockey, wrestling, boxing, all of these things, as studies now are coming out, are very dangerous to your health and well-being if you're involved in them, or to the health and well-being of your children. If I had a child that was of age to play any of those sports, I would not, knowing what I know now, Ken, and we've talked to the people from Seriscan and others there, is no way I'd let my children play. We have this this epidemic of Alzheimer's and dementia, things that happen because of damage done to the brain when you're younger. So those are things not to be messed with. And when you, this gentleman sounds like he was in a circumstance he couldn't have avoided, or at least, you know, you get into a fight like that, you don't, he could have avoided it by not going and getting drunk, I guess. But at any rate, all of these things, if you're interested in your health and well-being and longevity, you stay away from them, and you be careful with your head, because, my God, what is it? If your brain isn't functioning, the rest of your body isn't going to function either. Very, very tenuous stuff. So nothing to be trifled with under any circumstance. Ken gave that guy good advice. That's why he's here, to give you advice, thought, provoke you into doing things to help yourself. First thing you do to help yourself is call 888-553-7536. Michael is in Alpena, Michigan, and you're on right now, sir, with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Well, hi, Dr. Ken. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure, Michael. How can we help you?
I'm calling concerning my back, specifically my thoracic spine, degenerative disc disease.
So this is your upper back, correct, above your waist?
T-spine all the way up to, up through my neck.
You sound like a young guy, and to have upper back problems is not too common. What's unique about you?
The initial x-ray reports did say that it was unusually advanced for my age at the time of, and that was 9 years ago.
And
so.
It has a good, this is the kind of mission I love, to figure this out. Did a good doctor curiously try to figure this out? There should be a reason. Whenever you come up, there's a lesson here for everybody. Whenever you get a report like this, you shouldn't just throw it into the dresser and say, oh, okay. You have to figure out why, because there's an explanation when you have an age-inappropriate report. So hopefully some doctor untangled this web for you?
Well, I was told, for one, of course, smoking cuts off the capillaries or whatnot to your discs, which in turn makes them...
All right, so somebody was guessing there, I guess. I guess you're a smoker, and they were trying to make one and one equal two.
Well, that was one of the reasons. I know I've been in, off-road motorcycle accidents where
here
I've
you
impacted,
go. Okay.
impacted my back.
So you have had some accidents. You have had some accidents.
Yes, and I've also got kyphosis and scoliosis, they said, but it's the scoliosis is minor.
So where are we going with all this?
Are you, Doctor, are you an MD or a DO?
I'm an MD. But I work with I know a lot of DOs, and I'm not allergic to them.
Doctor
okay,
of orthopedics.
I was going to ask your opinion.
Osteopathic doctor.
Excuse me.
Right. They, for those who don't know, it's basically an MD that practices manipulation of the spine. They have chiropractic.
We only have a few seconds here, Michael. Let's get to the wrap here.
Okay. What's the question, Mike?
What do you think about continuation of manipulation of my spine?
Michael, what I want you to do first, I think DOs do a lot of good work, but I don't know if that's what you need. You need a specific diagnosis. I want you to get a good primary care doctor, MD or DO, to diagnose your problem, then call back. We can talk about treatment.
51 after, good day weekend. Dr. Ken on the air.
String anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones have their tomb. Slaves filled empty with the wrong.
Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The discussion, the input on health and health care, 888-553-7536. I thought it was interesting this week that the president got caught, not with his pants down, but his mouth open in front of a microphone. Ronald Reagan learned this the hard way. It's amazing. These guys don't realize. I remember when he called Kanye West a jackass, and somebody caught that. This is Obama. And so this week, the president criticized the Republicans as they stand up to the plate and sort of push back a little bit. He said, you want to repeal health care? Go at it. We'll have the debate. You're not going to be able to do that by nickel and diming me in the budget. You think we're stupid. Not Obama's best day, nor his best showing. The Republicans are pushing back, as a lot of people in our country are pushing back. And this is not a political statement necessarily, although neither Ken or I are big fans of the president. Mostly because of this kind of stuff. It's his way or the highway.
It's his policies. I have no problem.
I think he's
with
a good guy. Personally, everything I know about him, he's a good guy.
Until
but he's
this
a
week
horrible president. And all of
that.
This stuff. I was in Washington lobbying for some farm interests. Most of you know that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And I was asked to come to Washington with three or four others to lobby my members of Congress. I saw eight or nine of them on Wednesday. And we're talking about farm, and they're both Republicans and Democrats. And I'm troubled by, frankly, Ken, the lack of ability and maturity These are human beings. The tone has been set, and it's so negative. One of the reasons it's so negative is because people are intransigent. Both sides have not worked well together in Congress. The Senate, they work pretty well together because it's a small club and they all get along. And, yeah, they have political differences, but they don't have these big differences to the point where a Republican told me that they're having trouble organizing a softball team. They used to have the Democratic softball team and the Republican softball team. But the new members, the Tea Party, the 50 or so new members, the Republicans in Congress, won't play baseball with the Democrats. Now, that's just stupid. It is. I mean, it's just, hello. So you have differences. They don't become your life if you're mature. They don't anyway. That's the way I would read it. At any rate, 888-553-7536. We sure don't like his health care policy. That's one thing that you can take to the bank with us anyway. Todd's in Appleton, Wisconsin. What can we do for you, sir?
Yes, I've been having issues with my head for the last 6 months. Having some very painful headaches, and I've been seeing a neuro doctor for the last 2 months trying to solve the issue. And I had an MRI done, and the MRI came back negative and so forth. But then they're in this powerful pain medication, and it seems like it's just covering the pain but not solving the problem.
Well, you got to find out where the headaches are coming from. This is sort of, we're into this, Ken, we're into our theme stuff, heads, injuries, this sort of stuff. If you've got headaches, you better be finding out what's going on in your head.
Was the MRI normal?
The MRI was normal. I had nothing wrong with it.
Okay,
they did do a back neck scan along with the two, and they found out that I have like a bulging disc in one of my...
That's it. That's it. So what about the DO here, Ken?
Well, what's going to be done? What's the plan for the bulging disc?
Well, they have me on occupational therapy.
Good.
One time a week, and they're doing that. I've been doing that probably for the last 3 weeks. And on top of that, I got ringing ears too, so I don't know if that plays a role in it either.
Todd, what I want you to do, I want you to get evaluated by a traditional neurologist and then ask the neurologist about whether you chiropractic, whether manipulation with an osteopathic physician would help. But it's there may be some medication short-term that'll help. It just doesn't sound like you're getting effective treatment. What you're having given to you is not working. Go see a neurologist, maybe an orthopedic doctor, and also even a chiropractor here. Get them all together, working together as a team. They're all talking to each other. That's how you're going to get an effective treatment.
There you go, sir. A recommendation from Dr. Ken, who has another hour of conversation with you at 888-553-7536. All right, there's an announcement this week about the high bacteria levels in meat. What's the problem here?
Doug, this is out of Clinical Infectious Diseases. There's a new reason to be careful when handling raw meat at mealtimes. The researchers testing raw turkey, pork, beef, and chicken purchased at grocery stores in 5 different cities across America say that roughly 1 in 4 of those samples tested positive for a multi-drug antibiotic-resistant superbug bacterium. This is really concerning. When you're using these products, turkey, pork, beef, chicken, make sure you wash your hands.
Yeah, and cook them. Cook them well.
Exactly.
888-553-7536 as we continue another hour of great, helpful information from Dr. Ken.